Oh, sorry. I didn't notice you there. I was too into my tunes. Oh, I was listening to Then Comes Silence. You haven't? They used to tour sometimes with a place to bury strangers, if that helps any. Give them a listen and let me know what you think. Anyway, your mom and sister are out grabbing some eats and drinks. Well, Sis is mainly focusing on the drinks. They left me in case your ride dropped you off before they got back, and here you are. Come on, give me a hug. You're like my little brother by proxy. It's been a long time. Sit down here next to me so we can catch up. How did freshman year go? Well, that's not unusual. Having to make all your own decisions can be hard. Do you have a girlfriend yet? No. Well, I'm not surprised. No, sorry. I didn't mean it like that. You've always been a shy boy. You used to have a crush on me too, didn't you? Aw, don't bother denying it. I'm afraid I used to be mean to you, though. Funny how I kept having to lean forward or bend over. Maybe I'd even jump up and down for some reason. Before long, you'd make an excuse to run upstairs so you could jack off. Your sister and I used to make bets on how fast I could break you. I know, I know. I'm sorry. High school girls can be mean. I was no exception. On the plus side, I did keep your spank bank fully stocked. And hey, at least I never made you come in your pants. She'd still be paying off if I had. sorry, sorry. I'm not making fun of you. It's perfectly normal. Teenage boys can't keep their hands off their cocks. They have to clear the pipes on the regular. Otherwise, they'd never even sleep, much less get anything done. Honestly, I don't know how a guy functions with that thing leading him around. Speaking of which, judging by that bulge, you still have a crush on me. It's all right. There's no need to be embarrassed. There's no need to rush upstairs either. Maybe I can help you out with it for once. I do owe you, after all the teasing I put you through. Why don't you whip out your cock? Yeah, I understand. I wouldn't trust me right now either. I'll go first to show you I'm acting in good faith. Would you like to see my tits? I know you kept a close eye on how they blossomed over the years. I bet you've never seen any in the flesh before. This is your big chance. I'll show you mine, and then you show me yours. Do we have a deal? Okay, cool. Here goes. Aw, we're almost there. You've been dreaming of this moment since you were 12. A bra is all that's standing in the way. Just a moment longer. 3, 2, 1. Ta-da! I hope they're not a disappointment. Are they all that you imagined? Aw, that's so sweet. I am pretty proud of them. There's no point in telling you where my eyes are, is there? It's okay. Stare all you want. Well, now it's your turn. Hurry before you actually do come in your pants. Pull them down. Your shorts, too. Leave them both around your ankles. Well, would you look at that? Your soldier's already standing at attention. You're a horny boy, aren't you? You probably get hard just from the wind changing direction. Too bad we don't have any lube handy, so to speak. We'll just have to improvise. Hold out your hand. Okay, now show me how you jack off. Go on. Do what comes naturally. Wait, stop. Stop. All those times you jerked off thinking about me, and that's what you were doing? I can't say I'm surprised, but I am disappointed. Look, for now, you can get away with jackhammering yourself. It's bad for your cock over the long haul, though. With each passing year, it'll need longer to recover. Also, you could accidentally turn yourself into a quick shooter. No woman on earth wants that. The sooner you learn to enjoy the journey, the better. Here, I'll show you what I mean. I'll loop up my hands. Now sit back and enjoy a woman's touch. Slow and steady strokes. This isn't a sprint. Don't treat it like a trip to the dentist. Make it last. Let the pleasure build. I bet you've been neglecting your balls, too. They deserve some love. I'll give them a gentle massage. There, isn't that nice? All those times you jacked off to me. What were you thinking of? Did you dream of ramming your cock into my pussy? Sliding it up my ass? Fucking my face? Or did you fantasize about me sitting on yours? Breathing in my scent, having my pussy lips pressed against your mouth, tasting my juices, feeling them run down your face? Or did you imagine what I'm doing to you right now? My hands on your cock and balls, tits just inches from your face. Oh, if only you could suck on them. Keep staring. Don't be shy. Oh, do you like my tats? Maybe I'll let you kiss them next time. You'd get an oral tour of my body. Would you like that, dirty boy? Ooh, I'll take that moan as a yes. You want to cum your brains out, don't you? You can never get enough. Such a needy slut. Eat, stroke, cum. That'd be the title of your memoir. Well, I'm the one in control now. Your pleasure is literally in the palm of my hand. You get only what I choose to give. You're so close. I can feel it. Just a few more strokes. It's right there, isn't it? Here it comes. Here it comes. Okay, that's all for now. Aww, what an adorable little whimper. I told you, kiddo, you need to learn to savor the journey. And edging is the best way to do that. Feel your cock ache to be touched. Feel it twitch in frustration. Feel it throb with need. Ah, enjoy it all. After calming down a bit, you can work yourself up again. But what shall we do in the meantime? I know. Your cock's been under my spell for years. I basically own you. Let's make it official. I'll put some lip prints on you. First on your face. And then on your neck. There. You wear black lipstick well. It's like you're a 3D Andy Warhol print. Okay. You're ready to start up again. This time, you'll stroke yourself. Show me how good a student you are. Hold out your hand. Now stroke your cock with my spit. Take it nice and slow, just like that. Yeah, fondle your balls. Good boy. All the times you squirted upstairs. I want to watch what I made you do. I want to see how I made you look, and I want to hear how I made you sound. Show me what a horny slut you are. You can't stop touching yourself. Your cock yearns for the loving embrace of your hand. He craves to be stroked. Give him what he needs. Feel the ache build. Your orgasms last only a few seconds. This torturous pleasure can last for hours. Don't cheat yourself. Fight the urge to come. Revel in the struggle. Embrace the desperation. This time, you're doing just one edge. Going forward, give yourself as many as you can. The only thing better than an edge is the next one. Make your body shake with desperation to come. After a while, your muscles will begin to spasm. Your cock will feel like it's getting bigger with each one. Your balls will seize up in a cruel mockery of orgasm. No waves of blissful release. Just jolts of agony instead. Oh, but it'll hurt so good. I'll let you in on a little secret. Edging is even better than coming. You probably don't believe me. You'll just have to learn the truth for yourself. That's all for another day, though. Today, you're gonna come for me. Keep stroking. That's it. Aw, you're tensing up now. Resist the urge to go faster. This isn't a race to the finish. The tension, the ache, the anticipation. Build them up, stroke by stroke. Let the feeling overwhelm you. Surrender to it. Good boy, you're almost there. Hold out your other hand. Come into it. Be sure to catch it all. Come for me. Come for me now. There you go. Keep going. Milk it out. Milk it all out. Ah, good boy. Okay, that's enough. Now, slurp it up. Why not? Why not? Would you like me to suck your cock next time? Oh, so you expect me to swallow your cum when you won't even do it yourself? I didn't know you were selfish and inconsiderate. Look, a while ago, I went first to show my good faith. Now it's time for you to show yours. Hurry up. Cum has a very short shelf life. Come on. Make me proud of you. There you go. Good boy. Well, of course I took a picture, silly. I have to prove to your sister that I got you to eat your own load. Now she'll owe me for the rest of her life. Did you seriously think I was trying to make up for teasing you? College certainly hasn't taught you to be any less gullible. This pic also has another benefit. Do you want it all over campus when you get back? Yeah, I didn't think so. From now on, your ass is mine. If I need, say, an errand to be run, a convenient place to sit, or the sweat licked off my feet, you'll do it without question or hesitation. Do I make myself clear? Good boy. Now clean yourself up before everyone gets back. Aww. Too bad you'll have to wash off all those lipstick marks. We'll both know they were there, though. That's the important thing. Remember them every time I look at you. Go on. And leave your shorts and pants around your ankles. I want to watch you waddle to the bathroom. Oh, and quack while you do it. As the saying goes, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, well, you know what that makes you then. From now on, I'm going to call you Ducky. We'll just tell everyone it's a private joke. And that happened to be true, even if I'm the only one laughing. Well, I've got some bad news for you, Ducky. We're only getting started. You'll be my bitch this whole summer. And if you think I'm being mean now, well, you ain't seen nothing yet.